0623.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, into another edition of Auto World. We've got an exciting one lined up for you in this hour of the program. We're going to be talking to a cool guy out in California. He's got a restoration shop and a custom building shop. Hot Rods and Hobbies is the name of it, and he's standing by. Also coming up in this hour of the broadcast, the host of Chasing Classic Cars on the new Velocity channel, Wayne Carini, will be joining us live on the broadcast. In hour number two, we're going to be joined by John Hotchkiss from Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. And also on today's show, we will be joined by Ted Megnesi from Galpin Autosport, as well as Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical problems with your vehicle. Along the way, we're going to bring you some automotive news, we're going to play some automotive trivia, and we're going to take your telephone calls at the regular number. Here it is, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Or via the email, you can send me an email anytime, 24/7, Bob Long Radio, BobLongRadio. At yahoo.com. But right now, joining us on the show to tell us all about Hot Rods and Hobbies, it's my pleasure to welcome Scott Banowski to the airways of Auto World. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing just right. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So let's talk a little bit about the history of Hot Rods and Hobbies. How long has your shop been around?
Hot Rods and Hobbies has been going for about 22 years now. It started off mostly just doing high-end detailing, telechanting, and paint repair. With that led into doing full-on custom paint. And then from there, people started wanting things customized. And then in turn, it turned into, well, we're building cars now. So it just kind of evolved into a full turnkey type shop, aside from interior work.
Excellent. I was just poking around your website within the last half hour, and boy, you've got some amazing vehicles up there, but also folks can take a short photo tour of your new shop. So you have a new facility. How long have you been in this new facility?
The new location is just over 3 years now. I used to have a shop in Torrance that was comprised of six buildings. So when we moved to the new location, we put that all on one roof, so now we're in 15,000 square feet of everything: metal shop, paint shop, body shop, mechanical assembly, offices and storage, mezzanines for holding all the parts. Keep it pretty well organized and keep it really clean.
Tell us about your team. How many folks do you have working at the shop?
I have 11 employees, and my mother works for me, too, doing all the payroll and paperwork and billing and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Excellent. You do just about everything. You do custom turnkey hot rods from the 30s and 40s. You do restoration. You do fabrication. You do a lot of resto rod work, and you do exquisite paint work. As a matter of fact, your paint work, I understand, has won lots of awards from coast to coast.
So this is true. Yeah, that's my specialty. I do the painting in the house. I do have another painter that works for me as well that does graphic stuff. But, yeah, as far as the paint, that's just my kind of go-to thing personally. I've been a painter for 25 years, and I love painting. So it's kind of, that's the specialty we have, is high-end paint.
And you make it pretty easy for folks in that you have transportation available. So no matter where they're located, you can go and pick up their vehicle and bring it back to them, maybe looking
Correct.
Entirely different.
Exactly, yeah. If they're local, I'll personally go pick it up, or have one of my drivers go pick it up with a single car trailer. If it's far away in another state, I have transport services we use as well. But it's kind of nice to meet the customer at their house and go over their project and then bring it back to them when it's all done. sometimes the customers are just so busy they don't have time to come visit the shop, or they're too far away. So we communicate via the web, and I send them pictures constantly of their project and email them constantly, you know, progress reports and stuff like that.
Just taking a look at some of the projects that you're featuring here on the website, tell us about this very unique convertible. It's a Chrysler Town & Country Woody that you're doing for the co-founder of the Good Guys organization.
Yeah, that's Gary Metter's car. 48 Chrysler Town & Country Woody convertible. It was a basket case car that Gary bought and brought over in conjunction with Bob Bowder. And Gary and myself, we came up with Gary's ultimate street car. So he wanted this stock 48 Chrysler, but he wanted the drivability of a new car, so we went with a whole Chrysler theme. So it's got the SRT truck Viper motor in it and the transmission out of it, and there's a full Morrison chassis underneath it with independent front suspension, disc brakes, power steering, amenities inside. It's got a hidden stereo system. It's got power windows, tilt column, but everything looks bone stock. He likes the stock feel, the stock look, but he wants the drivability of new. So he's getting just that. And then Doug at the wooden car has been working on the wood. Somebody provided a partial wood kit, and Doug's just going through and finished and repairing that wood kit.
Oh,
and
that's,
then it'll
that's
go
fantastic.
Off to Sid Shavers, and he's going to do a full interior for it.
That's great. Another one that really catches my eye here is a 1950 Mercury Custom. I'm fortunate enough to be friends with Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and this definitely looks like a vehicle he would love.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite projects to date. The customer and I got along really well. He's an actor, so he tries to keep his name away from it, so let's just call it the car. We just call it the 50 Merc. The customer came in with a car that didn't stop well, didn't steer well, didn't run well. It was a flat, black suede cruiser when it came in. He didn't know who I was. The interior shop just finished interior and brought it over. The customer came over and met with me and goes, hey, this car drives like hell. What can we do? We inspected it, and the next thing came up, he says, you know what? Let's just do a full chassis. Let's do a new motor. Let's go through the whole car. Oh, and while we're at it, let's chop it. But it's turned into this crazy build, and the customer and I just got along so well and got on the same page with each other and just built something radical that he wanted. It was basically full art.
That's great, and I would imagine that's very very important. I mean, if you get a really good rapport going with a customer, you have great synergy working together, that must be a real delight for both parties.
Yeah, it makes it really fun because you can bounce ideas off each other, and if you feel the person's vibe, you can know exactly what they're looking for, and you can draw it for them or show it to them. They're like, that's exactly what I was talking about.
That's
so it works
true.
Out really well when you can get along that good with the customer.
So you do a little bit of
that. They're not all like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you run across all different types. I mean, taking a look at the vast array of vehicles here is a 48 Cadillac, a 32 Ford Coupe, a 58 Porsche, a 356 Speedster, a 41 Willys. Here's a 68 Chevy truck, and then here's a 2003 Lamborghini. I mean, you're doing everything across the board here, a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, I started off doing Ferraris mostly. I was doing just color sand buffing and paint work and detail work, getting cars ready for Concorso Italiano and the Quail Lodge show and the PV Concours and Pebble Beach and all that. That's all I did. I was just flown all over to take these cars to shows and go visit all the concourse world, basically. So that's all I did for the longest time, and it just kind of lend itself into doing more stuff. Some of those customers said, hey, you can paint this. Why don't you paint my Jaguar for me, too? Hey, can you fix my Porsche? Hey, can you fix my daughter's 68 Mustang? And it just kept growing that way.
What's the most outrageous paint job? I know that's kind of a tough question, but what's the most unusual, what's the most over-the-top paint job that you've done so far?
I did. It wasn't even a car. It was a home entertainment theater ceiling and wall configuration that an architect sent over, and we had to paint it in that crazy Ford Mustang chameleon color. And color sand and buff all these panels. So it wasn't even a car. It was just walls.
Very good. Scott, hang with us. More straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away. We're only in first gear.
Bye.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. We have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
A long drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Kettler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Kettler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Kettler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Kettler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We so appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from around North America. And we'll throw out a trivia question a little bit later on in the hour. Right now we're talking with Scott Bonowski from Hot Rods and Hobbies in California. And he's been telling us about all of the cool projects that he's done over the years and some of the amazing paint jobs. And you can check it all out at hotrodsandhobbies.net. Let's talk a little bit more about some of your favorite projects. There are so many here on your website. I don't know where to begin.
There's quite a few on there.
Absolutely. Tell us about this interesting vehicle here that you... well, let's talk about that Mustang. Let's talk about that 68 Mustang that you and I touched on a little bit earlier, because I'm looking at some more in-depth photos. Tell us the inside story on this one.
That's the Gary Mustang, the Eleanor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that was a really fun project. Once again, the customer came in having a really good idea of what he wanted, but didn't have the right parts to make it the quality he wanted, so we had to go about making our own body kit for it. They create a Eleanor kit for those cars.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't do much for the car. It's just a press-on kit, glue it on, you glass it in, and it ends up not fitting all that well. It's not really high-end, and it does not, as far as the flares go, add any room to add more tires or get the car to sit low or do anything like that. So for the customer, the level of quality he wanted, we made our own kit for the car. A true cowl induction hood to get the more room for the air to get in and get the motor up higher. Full custom suspension, independent rear suspension, 6-speed, 600-ish horsepower, to be driven at the stop well, steer well, handle well, and look like a show car when we're done with it. And the end result, so it had this on the track. So we took it to Wellspring and I got to run the wheels off of the car. While he was chasing me in his Carrera GT, it was pretty fun.
That sounds cool. Another vehicle here, very rather rare Ferrari. When people think of supercars, most people think of the Porsche 959 as being the first supercar. But before that was the 288 GTO from Ferrari. And looks like you did quite an extensive paint job on one of these. It's for Fast Cars.
Fast Cars is a restoration shop that was also known as Tillotson Company in Redondo Beach. They do, I wouldn't say exclusively for, but mostly what they're known for is their Ferrari stuff. So I do a lot of the hand paint work and their assembly and mechanical work now. That particular car came in just to get a little bit of paint done. We convinced them it just needed a paint job, so we did the entire paint restoration on it. And the car came out very, very nice, and it went off to win some awards when it was all done.
That's great. Here's another interesting Mustang. This is a 69 Mustang, and it looks like it's been significantly upgraded. It's Jason Pierce's 69 Mustang, and it looks like you've done some resto-modding with this car.
Yeah, that one was a follow-up to Eleanor. The guy loved the Eleanorville. He wanted his own version of a Mustang. That was the car he drove to high school every day, and he wrecked it back in high school, and it sat forever. He finally had enough money. His concrete business was doing so well that he said, hey, let's fix this car, but I want to do something like Eleanor, but not the budget of Eleanor. So we did a custom rear suspension, custom front suspension. We puckered out the quarter panels a little bit. We moved the bumpers around a little and just made the car really straight and really clean and did a high-end interior and, once again, roughly a 600-horsepower motor with a 5-speed. And it was just the ultimate street car. It was so fun to drive. And, unfortunately, that one stolen out of his garage.
Oh, no kidding.
So we didn't get to do too much track time with that car, which is what we were doing. It went to a couple shows. He drove it around on the street for a while. And it didn't really get out there enough to have, you know, full enjoyment out of it before it got stolen.
It got stolen. Well, resto-modding is something we should definitely talk about, because lots of people are doing this these days, and it makes sense. I mean, if you don't want to keep your car bone stock for collectability, if you want to bring your car up to modern specifications, lots of people are taking their older muscle cars or older 50s cars and putting on modern suspensions, modern braking systems, in
yep.
some cases modern power plants and transmissions, and certainly modern day electronics and interiors, and it's definitely a trend out there.
Oh yeah, the majority of our work right now is doing the resto mods. Matter of fact, we have another 38 Chrysler Town & Country Woody convertible coming in next week to do just that. He wants to look stock. He does not want the car lowered. He doesn't want anything changed with wheels and tires other than maybe put radials on it. But we're upgrading to a Hemi motor and tranny. We're putting a full new 12-volt wiring system in it, front and rear suspension with coilovers, and upgrading the brakes and giving them power steering. But it's going to look stock still. So that's a real popular trend we've got going on. And I think a lot of people are doing the same. It's not just my shop.
Yeah, it's definitely a trend within the hobby. And certainly.
And a really cool way to do it is to make it so you don't hurt the car, so you can actually put it back to original if the car is actually venue. Kind of a fun way to do it, too.
You know, that's a good point, because a lot of restorers wouldn't think that far ahead. They'd just be interested in taking the customer's cash. But you're right. I mean, if you can swap it out and keep the parts, put them aside, and if you need to go back to original condition, you can do so. So you can, once again, have the best of both worlds. Before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out to your web address, your telephone number, and any other contact information you'd like?
All right. Well, it's Scott Bonnell, the shop Hot Rods and Hobbies. The website is hotrodsandhobbies.net. We're located in Signal Hill, California. And the phone number is 562-424-9425.
Great. So what's in the garage right now? What are you working on? What are some of the projects?
We have 32 cars right now.
Oh.
We have a 31 Ford Vicky, a 32 Ford Coupe, a 34 Vicky, a 34 Ford Roadster, a 36 Ford Coupe, a 37 Humpback, a 37 Roadster, a 37 Woody, a 41 Willys that we're turning into a Woody from a four-door, a 48 Cadillac that we're turning into a hardtop. It's a four-door that we're making into a hardtop. Gary Metter's 48 Chrysler, another Chrysler that's coming in at 48 next week. We have a 54 Nash Healey. There's two Porsche 356s. One is a coupe and one is a speedster. We have a 55 Chevy hardtop, a 57 Chevy post car. There's three Jaguars in the shop, a 51, a 63, and a 67. We have a 458 Ferrari Italia in, a 08 Nissan GTR, a 74 Dino, Fiat Dino Spider. There's a 68 Chevy truck, a 63 Chevy truck, 67 Fastback. There's a ton of cars in there right now.
Absolutely amazing. Sounds like you've got a wonderful shop and a great job. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast, Scott, and we'll get you back real soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Straight ahead, Wayne Carini. He's the TV host of Chasing Classic Cars on Bob Log.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America, and we appreciate you joining us here. And speaking of appreciate joining us, I always appreciate the opportunity to share the microphone with this gentleman. He is the host of television's Chasing Classic Cars on the Velocity Channel. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Wayne Carini. Wayne, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. As you know, I'm based in the Boston area. We're broadcasting right now from my humble Boston area studio, and today you attended an event at the Lars Anderson Museum. Sounded like a great event. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I attended the Scudo Italiano, and usually that event is held in the summer, but they had a huge rainstorm the day of the normal event, so they postponed it, and they called it Scudo Italiano Autumno, autumn, I guess. And it was such a great day. The sun was out. Skies were just clear, a little breeze. And what's great about this event is that it gathers a lot of different Italian cars. So there was Fiat and Maseratis, Lamborghinis and Ferraris. And they included a lot of Italian motorcycles as well, which are very important, Ducatis and Moto Guzzis and Aprilias. I mean, it was a great event all around.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and what a wonderful museum for all of our listeners who live in the Boston area or are visiting Beantown. They should definitely put that on the list.
Lars Anderson has got to be one of the top 10 museums in the country, and the people that run the museum are just so enthusiastic and such enthusiasts themselves about automobiles that it makes a big difference when you have enthusiasts running a venue like that. They have some of the original cars that were on the estate of the Lars Anderson estate. And then, of course, you've got such a great view of Boston and the top of the hill. I mean, I stopped there this evening after loading the car in the trailer and took a few minutes to look around. Such a beautiful view of Boston, such a great museum, all in one property. So quite the place and quite the event.
It certainly is. We definitely got to recommend that event. And another event that must go on everybody's list for all of our listeners in the New England area is the Fairfield County Concours. And I know you've done so much to promote that event and really bring it to great heights. And I really liked what you were talking about doing this year, and I wondered if you actually ended up doing it, and that's bringing in some young people on Saturday before the Sunday Concours.
Yeah, you know, the event is turned into a two-day event. On Saturday, we have different car clubs come and show their cars in their own style concours so that they could pick a winner to be represented at the day of the actual concours, which is Sunday. And then, of course, we have young people that are really getting involved in our hobby and our passion. And we bring them in and we sort of talk to them about how to judge cars through the Hagerty program. And it works out really well. This year, Tabitha, who runs that program, I think she had something like 15 or 18 kids that were out there judging cars. She's such a great person and so knowledgeable. And then I stepped in and just talked to the kids for a few minutes. But they have their own feeling about cars. It's amazing. One of the young girls said, "Do you think there'll be any blue cars out there? Because I love blue." So it all depends on where your head's at. I mean, you know, that's what's so great about it. You know, as long as they're having fun, as long as they're learning something and enjoying the day, enjoying the cars. And you know what it is more thing is that the people enjoy it, the participants. And the people that have the cars, they enjoy the young kids coming over and talking to them about their car, more than willing to talk to them and tell them the story about how they bought the car and restored it. And it's great fun.
It certainly is, and so important for all of us in the hobby to bring more and more young people in and to do an education because, you know, lots of kids grew up in an era where a lot of the new cars were rather vanilla and, you know, a lot of them don't realize the great history that goes into automobiles or haven't been exposed to it. So that's wonderful work that you're doing there, Wayne, and certainly wonderful work that you're doing on the TV with Chasing Classic Cars. And big story here, you guys have rebranded the network. It's called now Velocity, and I understand you had a very exclusive gathering and a party in New York City to kick everything off.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Bob. We got together with all the different talent from the different shows. Ryan from West Coast Customs and Chip Foose. There was Dana Meekum there from his show and Great Auction, Meekum Auto Auctions. Mike Seat from Cafe Racer and myself from Chasing Classic Cars. Just a great event, getting together with the heads of the advertising faction of Velocity. And getting to know those people, and just a great event. We had it in New York City with different cars and motorcycles inside the actual venue that it was held at. It was a lot of fun. And then on Tuesday, I was asked to help ring the bell at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange with Bob Scanlon, and it was such a great feeling to be able to do that and represent the network. We had a great time.
It must have been quite a moment. What does it feel like when you're up there and you ring the bell? What's that moment like, Wayne?
Well, we were hoping that the stock market would climb that day, and we, we could take credit for that. But I don't know how that went. I didn't keep track of it. We had to go back to work and finish up some episodes for this coming season. Actually, we had to do some voiceover stuff in the studio, so it was a busy day, but a lot of fun, and that's part of this job. I mean, you know, it's fun to do my normal job on a daily basis and bring our fans, you know, through our basic routine we do every day and find new cars, and it's the hunt, it's the chase. But then we get to do certain things like the NASDAQ and travel to Kuwait and so many different things like that. You know, I'm living the dream. It's hard to believe that 5 years ago, I was approached to do a TV show, and it's just like a blur. It's gone past so fast.
That's fantastic. Remind all of our listeners around North America when they can catch Chasing Classic Cars on Velocity.
Chasing Classic Cars is on Tuesday nights at 10 Eastern, It's on a Thursday night at 10, and I'm not quite sure of the schedule yet, but I believe it's still on Sundays. It could be noon or 6 o'clock, but it's on many, many times during the week, either at 6 in the morning or midnight, or it's placed in so many different spots, not a regular, but 10 on Tuesdays, 10 on Thursdays is our normal viewing. And then we've also been chosen this year, as in past years, to be the we'll have a marathon on Thanksgiving Day and a marathon on Christmas Day. So people can tune in. I think it starts at noon on both of those days, and it goes all day and all night. So you get to see a lot of episodes all at once as the family gathers and households and is able to watch Chasing Classic Cars.
That is that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for telling us about that. And speaking of families, one of the times when you were on one of my other radio shows, we were talking about your own collection, and it really touched me that you've got your collection in your daughter's name. Tell our listeners a little bit about your daughter.
Yeah, actually, we're actually all here at my older daughter's house right now in Massachusetts visiting, but our daughter Kimberly has autism, and I've decided to put her my collection of automobiles in a trust for her. And our older daughter, Lindsay, is in charge of that trust. So what's kind of cool is that, you know, I get to play around with the cars. Kimmy owns them, and Lindsay controls it. So I can't do anything without checking in.
It's all in the family. That's great. Well, Wayne, I thank you very much. You're a busy guy, and just taking the time to join us and give us that update from Lars Anderson. I really appreciate it. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Always nice to talk to you, Bob. Take care.
Going to take a pit stop on the other side. We'll play some trivia. This is Auto World.
Hey, Josh, new car? Oh, that must have sent you back.
Well, actually, I saved $4,200 at TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I put in the new car I was looking for, and they showed me what other people paid for the exact same car, and then they found me a better price.
Wow.
And then TrueCar.com gives you a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. You just print it out, take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and pick up your new car.
Wait a second. You print out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate.
Right.
Then what happens?
You give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer.
Yeah.
And he gives you your car.
Yeah, but after you hand over the TrueCar.com price protection certificate, then what happens?
They give you your car.
So, you're saying you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate saving you thousands, you take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, he gives you your new car.
Right.
Then what happens?
You drive it home.
Oh, this TrueCar.com thing is big.
See you later, Mike.
Do people know about this?
TrueCar.com. Want to save thousands? You're in the driver's seat. Visit TrueCar.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed withdraw from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. Time to play a little trivia. We'll ring the trivia bell, even though we don't have a bell here. But it's time for you to dial in at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the question is about a Ford product. Let's go back in time and talk about a Ford product from the 1960s. What was the name of the Ford product that also was utilized later on in the television show Starsky and Hutch? It was also utilized in a movie that Clint Eastwood starred in the last few years. What was the name of that famous Ford from the late 60s, early 70s? The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let me tell you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles this week. Well, many auto journalists got the opportunity to get a look at the next generation BMW 3 Series, which is scheduled for a 2012 debut. And in case you don't realize it, the BMW 3 Series is the most popular of all BMWs, not only here in North America, but worldwide. This is an extraordinarily important product for the brand. So whenever there's a major change, and this is a completely new, from the ground up vehicle, it's big news. I believe this is the sixth generation. I might be incorrect, but I'm going to say sixth generation of the 3 Series. And let me tell you about some of the differences between the current 3 Series and this next generation 3 Series. Of course, it's still going to be available as a four-door sedan, a two-door coupe. Eventually, they'll have a two-door retractable hardtop convertible, and eventually they'll have an M version, an M3, no doubt probably coupe, sedan, and convertible. But right out of the box, I believe they're going to begin with just the sedan, and the sedan is bigger. That's right, it's bigger, it's wider, it has a longer wheelbase, but it actually gets better fuel economy. It's a little bit lighter than the last generation, and it performs better, so we're kind of getting the best of both worlds, and this seems to be a trend within the automotive world these days. Lots of automakers are finding a way through computers and technology to deliver better performance, in some cases more horsepower, and at the same time give us better fuel economy, so it's a win-win for everybody. So This new BMW 3 Series is also going to abandon its base inline six-cylinder engine for a turbo four-cylinder engine. So it's been quite some time since we've seen a four-cylinder engine in a BMW, but we will in this next generation. Let's see if Keith in Iowa joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL has the answer to the question. Hey there, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Well, let's recap the question here. This is a famous Ford from the late 60s and early to mid 70s. It was featured in the TV show Starsky and Hutch, the movie also with Ben Stiller, Starsky and Hutch, and most recently it was the name of a drama that was done by Clint Eastwood a couple of years back, and this was the name of the movie and actually the theme song for the movie. Eventually we'll have that song as a bumper here on the program. What's the famous Ford that I'm talking about?
That's the Gran Torino.
You have got it right. Congratulations, and we're going to get you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, courtesy of our friend Warren Tracy. Let me ask you a couple of questions while I got you on the line here, Keith. In the realm of new cars or trucks or SUVs, do you have any favorites out there? If you were lucky enough to win the lottery and you decided to purchase a new vehicle, what would you purchase?
Well, I guess I'm actually looking at a new Malibu.
Very good. So one of the all-new 2013 Malibus that's getting rave reviews?
Yeah,
that's a good choice, definitely. And Chevrolet is one of the hottest brands in Europe as well, which is interesting because most people think of, you know, Chevrolet being America and, you know, the old theme song, Dinosaur, See the USA in the Chevrolet, but it's actually one of the fastest growing brands worldwide. How about in the realm of classic cars? We were just talking to Wayne Carini from the TV show Chasing Classic Cars. If you could chase down your favorite classic car to put alongside that new Malibu, what would you like to have in your garage?
Well, my father actually has a 69 Chevelle.
Oh, he does. Wow. Which power plant does he have in that 69 Chevelle?
He's got the 396. Super Sport.
Oh, it's a Super Sport, too. Wow. So you can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for dialing in. Matt's going to get all of your information, and we're going to send you out a cool prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from around North America. If you would like to chime in at any time, we would absolutely, positively love to hear from you. What do you think about BMW's changes to the 3 Series? Lots of people. I've never owned a 3 Series, to be honest with you. I've looked at them when I had to buy a family car earlier this year, as I've documented here on this broadcast, when I had another radio job, which was paying me a decent salary, then unfortunately got farmed out to somebody else that they don't have to pay, but that's the world of the media. I was actually considering a 3 Series all-wheel drive sedan, but the back seat was too small. The baby seat would not fit in the back seat. Of course, I've known many folks who have owned M3s. Two friends of mine have owned, and one presently owns an M3, and I love the M3, both the last generation and the present generation. If I was going to buy an M3, I'd definitely buy the one that's out there right now, the V8 version, because next time around, the all-new one, which we'll see after launch of the 2012 four-door and two-door and convertibles, they'll eventually come through with the M3. But I'm hearing they're going to do a twin turbocharged version, or even perhaps I've never heard of such a thing, three turbochargers. They're going to have possibly three turbochargers on this M3, and it reportedly is going to put out more power than the present V8 engine, and certainly a lot more torque, because that's one thing. I've never driven the present M3, but the torque department is a little lacking. It's like 410 horsepower, but it's only 290 or so pound-feet of torque, which if you're a red-blooded American, you like your torque, or if you grew up with a lot of torque, I certainly like a lot of torque, and that wouldn't be good enough for me. I would definitely be more attracted, once again, to the American muscle cars or the Corvette, which has, you know, all kinds of torque, whether you're talking the Camaro or whether you're talking the SRT8 vehicles from Chrysler, in particular the Challenger, or whether you're talking the Mustang in all forms, actually, the V6, the V8 GT, the GT500 Shelby, or the new Boss. I mean, all of them are packing lots of low-end torque. And when you look at some of the high-priced vehicles out there, I like the Mercedes-Benz AMG product lineup because all of those vehicles just have amazing torque. I have not been fortunate enough to drive a lot of these vehicles, but I can tell you that in highest tune, I mean, these are cars that cost more than $100,000. But if you bought an S-class Mercedes with the AMG package with the 12 cylinders and the two turbos, you know, it's got like 730 pound-feet of torque, if you can imagine such a thing. I mean, that's the kind of torque that lots of commercial folks have in their truck to, you know, pull tree stumps out of the ground. So imagine putting that in a luxury sedan. It must be a remarkable ride. Well, speaking of remarkable, we're almost done with this hour of the broadcast, but coming up in hour number two, he's always a pleasure to talk with. He was recently featured on Adam Carolla's new show, The Car Show, which is on the Speed Channel. John Hotchkiss will be our first guest in hour number two of the broadcast, and we're going to talk about his experience with Adam Carolla, who can be a little bit of a handful at times to deal with. You never know where Adam is going to go because he's a professional comedian. And we'll talk with John Hotchkiss also to coming on today's broadcast, a representative from Galpin Auto Sports, and Mark Evans, yes, the go-to guy when it comes to mechanical repairs. I wonder if he's going to be wearing his mechanic outfit. We'll have to find out. But that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning. Touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.